Hey everyone. I don't know about you, but my head is constantly spinning trying to keep up with all the AI news these days.
I know what you mean.
It's like every day there's something new and crazy
No,
happening.
it's moving so fast.
So we thought it'd be fun to do like a deep dive into one specific day,
Okay.
see what we can learn from like a snapshot in time.
Like a time capsule.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking at November 28th, 2024, and I'm telling you, just from glancing at the headlines,
Oh.
there's some juicy stuff in here.
Really?
We've got Amazon,
You okay?
believe it or not, getting into AI video generation.
Wow.
A potential ChatGPT rival coming out of Elon Musk's xAI.
Oh, interesting.
And AI is even making waves in things like gaming and scientific research.
I'm ready. Let's dive in.
All right. So let's start with the big players, shall we?
Okay.
We've got Amazon.
All right.
Now, we typically think of Amazon as, the everything store.
Right.
But they're actually building this serious AI video model called Olympus. So what's the big deal with this?
Well, it really shows that they're going beyond just selling products
Yeah.
and they're getting into the business of really understanding video content.
Okay.
Imagine searching for a very specific moment in a movie,
Yeah.
like when a certain character appears, or maybe even having AI generate those product videos that you see online.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Speaking of competition, there's a buzz that Elon Musk's xAI
Okay.
might launch a standalone app for their chatbot, Grok.
Grok.
Yeah, have you heard about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
So isn't that going head to head with the big boys like ChatGPT and Gemini?
Yeah, definitely going right at them.
Okay, so what makes Grok different then?
Well, what makes it unique is its real-time access to information.
Okay.
So imagine you're chatting with it and you ask it about anything that's happening right now, like breaking news, stock prices, the latest research, and it can pull that info in as you're talking.
It's like having a super informed research assistant.
Exactly.
Wow.
At your fingertips.
That's impressive. Okay, then we've got Alibaba,
Yes.
another major player stepping up to the plate with their own reasoning model called
Yes.
QWQ.
QWQ.
All right, hold on. What exactly is a reasoning model?
So a reasoning model is basically
Yeah.
AI that can actually think through problems step by step, like a human would.
Oh,
So it's not just generating text, it's actually reasoning.
okay.
And QWQ is particularly impressive
Okay.
because it has this massive 32K context window.
32K context window.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one to me.
So think of it as the AI's short-term memory.
Okay.
So a 32K context window means it can consider a huge amount of information when it's thinking through a
So
problem.
it's like having an AI with an incredible memory
Yeah,
that
exactly.
can then solve really complex problems.
Exactly.
Wow. So are these reasoning models just going to be used for like research?
Yeah.
Or can this trickle down into our everyday lives?
That's a great question. It's still really early days, but you can imagine them being used in personalized education, healthcare, helping businesses make better decisions.
Oh, wow. So many different applications.
Lots of possibilities.
Okay. So it's not just the big tech companies making waves in AI, right?
Right.
I saw something about AI being used in gaming now.
Yes. This is where things get really fun.
Okay.
Google's Imogen 3 is letting gamers actually design their own chess pieces.
Whoa, wait. So instead of just playing the game, you can actually design the pieces.
Exactly.
That's so
It's
cool.
a really cool example of how AI is blurring the lines between playing and creating.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more and more of that
That's awesome.
in gaming.
And then on a little bit of a more serious note,
Okay.
I read that AI is also being used to boost scientific research.
Yes.
And in a recent study, it actually outperformed human experts
Yeah.
at predicting scientific results.
This is a huge development
Yeah.
because it kind of suggests that scientific research might follow more predictable patterns than we originally thought.
Oh, okay.
And AI could be the key to unlocking those patterns.
So are we talking like accelerating the pace of discoveries here? Yeah.
Exactly, leading to breakthroughs in medicine and technology much faster.
That's incredible.
It's really exciting.
Okay, so this is all super exciting stuff, but let's talk about access for a second.
Okay.
Not everyone is a tech whiz or works at a giant company.
Right.
So what about regular people or smaller companies?
Yeah.
Are they being left behind in this whole AI revolution?
That's such a crucial question.
Yeah.
And this is where the concept of open source comes in.
Okay, but I'm not a programmer.
Okay.
What does open source even mean?
Basically, it means making powerful AI models freely available
Okay.
to researchers and developers. anyone can use them, modify them, build upon them.
Oh, so it's like sharing the secret recipe.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyone can cook it up.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is this is kind of leveling the playing field a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good.
And we've got some really great examples of this happening.
Okay, like what?
So AI2, a leading research institute, launched its own open source competitor to Meta's Llama model.
Hmm.
And these models are really interesting because they're very efficient,
okay,
meaning they can achieve great results without needing a ton of computing power.
So even a smaller company or an independent researcher,
yeah,
could use these powerful AI models
exactly
without needing like a supercomputer.
Yeah, without breaking the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I also came across something called Qwen Artifacts.
Yes.
What is that all about?
So Qwen Artifacts is a tool that lets you quickly build live web prototypes using AI.
Okay, so like websites and apps and stuff.
Exactly. So imagine you have an idea for a new website feature.
Yeah.
But you don't want to write a ton of code to test it out.
Yeah.
Qwen Artifacts will let you create a working prototype super quickly using AI to do the heavy lifting.
So you can basically see your idea come to life.
Yes.
Almost immediately.
That's the beauty of it.
Wow.
It really speeds up that design process.
Yeah.
And makes AI much more accessible to designers and developers.
Okay, so I'm sensing a theme here.
Okay.
Making AI more accessible and user-friendly.
Absolutely.
Is this a trend that you think we're going to see more of?
Yes. Definitely, as AI becomes more powerful,
yeah,
there's a growing movement to make sure that it's accessible to everyone.
I love that.
Not just a select few.
It feels like AI is becoming less of a mysterious black box,
mm-hmm,
and more of a tool that anybody can use.
I think that's a great way to put it.
That's great.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, boy.
There are a bunch of other really interesting developments on November 28th, 2024.
Oh, we've only just scratched the surface.
We've got a lot more to uncover.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because I think we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive into some of those other AI developments that really caught our eye.
Speaking of accessibility, you know, one development that really stood out to me was OpenAI trademarking its reasoning models.
Yeah, I saw that too. But I'm not really sure what it means, to be honest.
Sure.
Is it about protecting their technology or something?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Okay.
They're essentially trying to establish a unique brand identity for their approach to AI.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way of differentiating themselves in this really rapidly evolving market where all these new reasoning models are popping up all the time.
So it's kind of like saying, hey, this is our special sauce and nobody else can use the same label.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's a strategic move to protect their IP and, you know, maybe gain a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
But it does raise some interesting questions about the implications of trademarking, you know, terms related to AI capabilities.
Yeah. Could it hinder collaboration?
Exactly.
And open innovation?
Mm-hmm. It's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So we've got Amazon getting into video, Elon Musk battling it out in the chatbot arena.
Right.
Alibaba's reasoning model.
Right.
Anything else happening in the world of tech giants that we should be aware of?
Yeah, well, this one might be a bit more on the technical side.
Okay.
But Microsoft has this new cost-effective retrieval model called Lazy Graph Rag.
Lazy Graph Rag, what is that?
So it's designed to make it easier and cheaper to access and use large amounts of data.
So break that down for me.
Sure.
Why is that a big deal?
Think of all the information that's stored in these massive databases and knowledge graphs.
Yep.
Accessing and processing all that data can be really expensive computationally, especially for smaller companies or researchers.
Right.
So Lazy Graph Rag aims to make that process much more efficient and affordable.
So it's like opening the floodgates of information.
You could say,
to a wider audience.
Yeah. It's all about democratizing access to these powerful AI tools, making them more practical.
I like it. And so aside from the big companies, there are also some really cool developments happening in other areas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I read something about AI being used to analyze microplastic research data.
Yeah, that's right. There's this new AI tool called MatTCH.
MatTCH?
Yeah, and it's specifically designed to help researchers analyze the mountains of data that are being collected on microplastics in our environment.
This sounds like a really important application of AI.
It is.
Can you tell me more about it?
Absolutely. So microplastics are a huge environmental concern.
Right.
But studying them can be incredibly challenging because they're so tiny and widespread.
Right.
So MatCH uses AI to automate the process of identifying and classifying microplastics in samples.
So instead of like scientists having to look at every tiny particle under a microscope.
Right.
AI can do that for them.
Exactly. And that frees up the researchers to focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like understanding the sources of pollution, the impact on ecosystems, and ultimately finding solutions.
So it's like AI is giving scientists a superpower.
I like that.
To tackle these really complex environmental challenges.
Yeah, it's a really powerful tool.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of futuristic applications, I read that Amazon is developing multimodal generative AI.
Multimodal.
Multimodal. Yeah, what is that?
So this is pretty mind-blowing.
Okay.
This means they're creating AI that can handle not just text,
okay,
but images, video, and audio.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
This sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does.
What are the potential applications for something like that?
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
You know, imagine an AI that could generate these realistic 3D environments from a simple text description.
Wow.
Or maybe even compose music based on a painting. It could revolutionize everything from entertainment,
yeah,
to education to scientific research.
Oh, you're really making my head spin with all these possibilities.
Yeah, it is a lot to take in.
But it's not just Amazon pushing boundaries, is it?
Oh, no, not at all.
What about other players in this field?
Well, NVIDIA, the company known for its graphics processing units,
right,
they've also made some really groundbreaking advancements.
Okay.
They've developed a model called Edify 3D.
Edify 3D.
Yeah.
What could it do?
It can generate incredibly realistic 3D content.
So like creating virtual worlds for gaming and simulations and stuff.
Exactly. And it goes far beyond that. Imagine using AI to design buildings.
Oh.
Create special effects for movies or even build prototypes for new products.
Yeah.
The level of detail and realism is astounding.
Wow. So it sounds like AI is becoming the ultimate creative tool.
Yeah, it really is.
But what about the developers who are actually building these incredible applications?
Right.
Are there any new tools or resources out there to help them?
Yeah, there are. And this is where it gets really interesting for the folks who are building the future of AI.
Okay.
There's this new Python package called A Suite.
Python package.
A Suite, yeah.
Okay, break that down for me.
Okay, so think of a Python package as like a toolkit for programmers.
Okay.
It's a collection of pre-written code that makes it easier to perform certain tasks.
Okay.
So A Suite is like a universal toolkit,
right,
for working with large language models,
okay,
which are the brains behind a lot of these amazing AI applications.
So instead of developers having to write all the code from scratch,
right,
they can use this to simplify the process.
Exactly. It's like a shortcut for building AI-powered applications, which can save them a ton of time and effort and allows them to focus on the more creative aspects.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's like a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
Developers can focus on what they do best.
Right.
And then we get all these great AI innovations.
Exactly.
That's amazing. All right. So it's not all sunshine and rainbows in the world of AI, right?
Right.
There have also been some challenges and setbacks. Mm-hmm. Like I know OpenAI had to temporarily suspend access to its Sora beta program.
Yes.
After a leak. Remind me what happened there.
So Sora is OpenAI's incredibly powerful model for generating these realistic videos from text prompts.
Yeah.
It's still in beta testing,
yeah,
but some early access users managed to leak the model.
Oh.
Which raised concerns about potential misuse.
So things like deepfakes and spreading misinformation.
Exactly. Right. So OpenAI had to take swift action to prevent the leaked model from being used for these harmful purposes.
Right.
So it really highlights the importance of security,
yeah,
and responsible development when it comes to these powerful AI technologies.
It's a good point. It's a reminder that with all this incredible innovation,
right,
comes a responsibility to make sure that it's used ethically and safely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so on a lighter note, there were also some pretty fun and quirky developments.
Oh, yeah.
On November 28th.
Lots of fun stuff.
Like, I know H Company showcased their advanced AI agent called Runner H.
Runner H.
What's that all about?
So it's basically a virtual assistant,
okay,
that can perform a wide range of tasks.
Like what?
Scheduling appointments, ordering groceries, even controlling smart home devices.
Okay.
But what makes Runner H unique?
Yeah.
is its ability to learn and adapt to your individual needs.
So it's like having a super efficient personal assistant.
That's always one step ahead.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. What else caught your eye in the realm of AI innovation?
Well, there's this really cool development from 11 Labs called GenFM.
GenFM, what's that?
Which allows for AI-hosted podcasts in multiple languages.
Wait, AI-hosted podcasts?
AI-hosted podcasts.
So you're telling me we might be listening to an AI right now.
Not this one.
Okay, good.
But it's definitely a possibility for the future.
So it can speak in different languages and stuff.
Yeah, and it can even mimic the voice and style of real people.
Oh, wow. That's kind of creepy, but also kind of cool.
It's very cool.
It makes you wonder what the future holds for podcasting.
Yeah, it really does.
And content creation in general.
It's definitely shaking things up.
And speaking of shaking things up, Elon Musk announced his plan to create an AI game studio.
Oh, wow.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's got to be a part of everything.
Right. The man can't sit still. Right. So what's the vision for this game studio?
Well, the details are still pretty scarce, but it seems like he's aiming to push the boundaries of AI in gaming.
Hmm.
Potentially using generative AI to create these really immersive worlds and storylines that adapt to the player's choices.
So basically, video games on steroids.
You got it.
Yeah. I can see why he's excited about that.
Definitely.
Okay. And then finally,
yes,
there was some good news for the self-driving car industry.
Right.
Pony AI, a leading startup in the field, secured significant funding to continue developing its autonomous driving technology.
It's great to hear.
So it seems like self-driving cars are finally starting to gain some real traction.
It's been a long road, but we're getting closer and closer to a future with autonomous vehicles everywhere.
Yeah, I can't wait for that day.
I know, me too.
But, you know, before we get too carried away with the future, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the person who makes all of this knowledge accessible to us.
Good idea.
The creator of this very deep dive.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, the man behind this podcast is Etienne Newman, who's not only passionate about sharing his AI knowledge with all of you, but is also an AI consultant.
Wait, so the person explaining all this complex AI stuff to us also helps companies figure out how to use AI in their businesses.
He does.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, he runs this company called Jamgat.
Jamgat
Tech. And it helped businesses of all sizes.
Okay.
Harness the power of AI. He's worked with everyone from oil and gas companies to healthcare providers to even amateur sports teams.
That's amazing. It really highlights how widespread AI is becoming.
It's not just for tech giants anymore.
Right.
It's really transforming every industry.
It is.
And what I think is really cool is that his expertise isn't limited to any one specific industry. You know, he's got this knack for understanding the power of AI and applying it to all sorts of different problems.
It's a valuable skill.
It is. So if any of our listeners out there are thinking, hey, maybe AI could help my business too.
Yeah.
They should definitely check out Jamgat Tech.
For sure.
You can find more information about his services and get a personalized AI strategy at djamgat.com.
Okay.
We'll also include the link in the show notes.
Perfect.
Okay, now on top of consulting.
Yes.
Etienne has also created something else amazing.
Oh, what's that?
For those who are just starting their AI journey.
Okay.
An app.
An app.
Yeah, it's called AI and Machine Learning for Dummies.
Love it.
And it's available on the Apple App Store.
Okay.
And it's designed for beginners.
Nice.
Who want to learn about AI.
Yeah.
In a fun and accessible way.
That sounds great. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are a little intimidated by all the jargon and, you know,
the technical stuff,
the complexity.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a great way to break down those barriers.
Exactly.
Get more approachable.
And it covers a wide range of topics.
Okay.
From the basics of AI to more advanced concepts like deep learning.
Nice.
Generative AI.
Wow.
And even AI ethics.
Very important.
It is. They've even got interactive quizzes and certification exams.
Cool.
So you can really test your knowledge.
That's awesome.
And track your progress.
Love it.
And what I find really cool is they've got these animated concept maps.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can really visualize these complex ideas.
That's a really smart way to make it more engaging.
It is. So if you're looking for a fun and easy way to dip your toes into the world of AI, definitely check out the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app.
Awesome.
We'll include the App Store link in the show notes.
Perfect.
All right, getting back to our deep dive into November 28th, 2024.
Yes.
It's incredible to think that all these developments happened in just one day.
It really is. It highlights the speed at which things are moving.
You know, it's great.
It's amazing.
We've covered so much ground today, from Amazon's venture into video generation to Alibaba's reasoning model AI's impact on gaming and scientific research, the rise of open source initiatives, new tools for developers.
Too much.
It's a lot.
It's mind-blowing.
And this is just a tiny glimpse
right
into the vast and ever-evolving world of AI.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It really is. So after exploring all these incredible developments, I'm curious to know what stood out to you the most?
Well, that's a tough one.
What really got your gears turning?
It's really hard to pick just one thing. You know?
I know. It's like everything is.
It's a fire hose of AI awesomeness.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I think what's really fascinating to me is the progress we're seeing in AI reasoning and problem solving.
Yeah.
You know, these models like Alibaba's QWQ are really hinting that AI is capable of much more complex thought processes than we ever imagined.
It's like we're watching the birth of a new kind of intelligence. It really feels that way. And that opens up so many possibilities, but also raises some pretty big questions.
Like what?
What does this mean for the future of work? Mm-hmm. What about creativity? How will we even define intelligence in a world where AI is becoming increasingly sophisticated?
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is, but that's why it's so important to stay informed and engage in these conversations.
Yeah.
The future of AI is being shaped right now.
Right.
And we all have a role to play in that.
I completely agree. Huh. This whole deep dive has left me with a sense of wonder, but also a little bit of healthy concern.
I think that's a healthy perspective to have. Yeah. AI is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Right.
It really comes down to how we choose to develop and use it.
So what can we do as individuals to make sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious.
Okay.
Keep learning about AI and its potential impact.
Mm-hmm.
Engage in these conversations. Ask questions, challenge assumptions, support organizations that are working to promote responsible AI development.
Okay.
And most importantly, be mindful of how you interact with AI in your own life.
Those are all great points.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just sit back and passively observe what's happening.
Right.
We have to be active participants in shaping this future.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
And AI is going to play an increasingly important role in shaping the world around us.
Absolutely.
So let's make sure we're shaping it for the better.
Well said. A huge thank you to all of you for joining us on this incredible journey through a single day of AI innovation.
It's been my pleasure.
It has been fun, and I hope you learned something.
Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity ignited.
And remember, the future is full of possibilities, especially with AI leading the way.